It is customary for us to begin our congregational meetings with an opening prayer. Is that all right with you, Weldon?
It is.
Get that out of the way. And so let's pray, and then we'll turn it over to Weldon for our agenda. Father, we thank you for the opportunity of presenting all of the details that regard Grace Doctrine Church, Joe Griffin Media Ministries, Philippi Freedom Ministries to this congregation. We thank you for your matchless grace that supports each of these. We thank you for all of the things you provide for us in our efforts to communicate your word to those who would hear it. We pray that your blessings will be upon this meeting and the things that are decided by it. We'll lift our prayer of gratitude in the name of Christ, our Savior. Amen. Let the next guy have it over the ear.
No, that's the wrong day, Gary. Today's the 12th? Sunday the 12th, 2017. So Joe is open with prayer, and I'll ask Gary, our secretary, if there is a quorum.
Yes, there is.
Okay. That being established, I would ask Gary to read the minutes from the previous meeting of February 21st, 2016.
The annual congregational meeting for Grace Doctrine Church was held during the second session, Sunday, 21 February 2016. Chairman of the Board of Deacons, Dr. Walden Schott, called the meeting to order. Chairman Schott asked Pastor Griffin to open the meeting in prayer.
The chairman asked the secretary if a quorum was present, and the secretary responded in the affirmative. The secretary then read the minutes from 21 February 2016, and the chairman entertained a motion to approve the minutes as read. The motion was made by Rick Sherrill and seconded by Pastor Griffin. The motion was voted on by the congregation and passed unanimously. The chairman then presented the agenda for the meeting, approval of the minutes from the previous year's annual meeting, ratification of Pastor Griffin's nomination for the 2016 Board of Deacons, 2015 annual financial reports, Joe Griffin Media Ministries update, and Gary Watson missionary update. The chairman proceeded with the ratification of nominations for the 2016 Board of Deacons. The ballots were distributed to the congregation. The votes were cast, ballots collected and counted, led by Mr. Jim Hunt. The chairman was informed that all nominations had been successfully ratified by the congregation. The chairman then introduced Mr. Rick Sherrill for the presentation of the 2015 annual financial report. Mr. Sherrill reported on the finances for Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries. The chairman then thanked Mr. Sherrill for his report. Then the chairman introduced Pastor Joe Griffin for a Joe Griffin Media Ministries update. The chairman thanked Pastor Griffin for his report. And then the chairman introduced Mr. Gary Watson for a Philippi Freedom Ministry update. Chairman Schott then asked if there were any other new business or questions. Since there were none entertained, a motion to close the meeting. The motion was made by Mr. Rick Sherrill, seconded by Mr. Tim Hunt. The motion was voted on and passed unanimously. Pastor Griffin closed the meeting in prayer.
Thanks, Gary. I'll now entertain a motion to approve the minutes as read. Is there so motion? Okay, Timmy. Is there a second? Okay, all those in favor? Opposed? Okay. The minutes have been approved. At this time, I would like the congregation to ratify the nominations for deacons that have been proposed by Pastor Griffin. Does everyone have a ballot yet? They gave me two. They must think I'm from Chicago. For the record, those nominated are Tom Gallagher, Clay Johansson, myself, Rick Sherrill, Mark Vester, and Gary Watson. I would entertain a motion that these nominations be ratified by the congregation. Is there a motion, Tammy? Second? Okay. 2 seconds. All those in favor? Opposed? Okay. Have the ballots been passed out? Okay, you're collecting them already? You collected one? Oh. you want another one? Straight ticket.
Yes, right.
while they're counting those, I have to tell you a couple pastor stories. There was a little boy in the church looking at this wall, all these plaques with people's names on them in the back. And the pastor said, "Son, you know what that is?" He said, "No, sir." He said, "Those are the people that were members of our church that died in the service." And the little boy said, "The 8 o'clock one or the one on Wednesday night?" That's funny there. Another, a pastor got a call from an IRS agent and said, Pastor Griffin, mind if I ask you a few questions? He said, "No." He said, "Is Fred Jones a member of your congregation?" He said, "Well, yes, he is." He said, "Did he donate $10,000 this year?" He said, "He's going to now." And another little boy had emptied his piggy bank and walked up to the pastor after services and said he wanted to give this to you. He said, "Well, son, that's okay. You don't have to do that." He said, "Well, my father said that you're the poorest pastor we've ever had here, and I wanted to help out." I need a report to have the ballots been tabulated, and has everyone been approved? All right. Well, things are looking up. Thank you. Now that we've taken care of the paperwork on that, I'd like to introduce Rick Sherrill, and he will give a financial report for not only Grace Doctrine Church, but Joe Griffin Media Ministries.
Every year when I get up here, I always forget which button to push, so bear with me for a second. Making progress. Here we are. I have no idea what I just did, but I apologize. Who said financials? Who said financial information can't be exciting? Okay, let's get right into it. My message of the day, I started to say Grace Doctrine Church, great again, but it's just that we're doing fine. So if I find my clicker, let's go right into the financial information. This is the report you're used to seeing, but just on an annual basis. And it showed that, up here, thank you, that we started off with roughly $82,000, spent $215 on the church, and ended up with $188, and ending balance $55. Now, well, that's it. We'll go from there. And I wanted to, you can get an idea that we're obviously spending a little more than we're taking in right now, but we're working on that. And I'll explain that here next. Last year, I decided instead of just doing the simple information, we would go with a kind of an expanded, which is a busy chart. But if you look all the way to the right, that's the numbers, and all the way, to your right, that's the information, the numbers to the left. And you can basically see that we had an income of 188, and then you can see the breakdowns of what they are. But staying with the income, I want to just point out the fact that we have been relatively slowly going down with total donations. That's just the world we live in. That's the economy. So with that, the board and group in general have been really focusing on the individual categories. And if you'll see, we've been working on each one of them, whether it be the building, insurance, and others, and we're slowly pushing them down. Now, the expenses for this year was almost to the penny exactly what they were last year, 217. So we're doing just fine. When you look at some of those information, like the building, for example, what is that? And that's maintenance and lawn care and security and cleaning and things of that nature. And the rest of them should be pretty much self-explanatory. So hopefully that it is. But that gives you an idea of where our money goes and what we do. And I joke all the time, there are no dividends, there are no commissions. This is strictly for the church. None of us get anything out of it. Doggone it. Okay, this year I decided to do something a little bit different. The first two slides are really just information having to do with income and expense. Kind of boring stuff, but that's what it is. But really the question is, what do we look like from an asset standpoint? What's our stuff? And what you see behind us is our stuff. This is as of the first day of February, and as of the first day of February, we had $144,000. We had an outstanding January, if you noticed. And the other two numbers shows our land. That's actually what we paid for it in 2007. And next to that is our building. That's actually what we have, what it costs to build this building. And the rest of it is other, and that's the contents of our stuff. That's everything in here from the chairs you're sitting in to the things on the wall, etc. Okay? So that gives us an asset of roughly $2.6 million. The beautiful part, if you move down to the liabilities, that number is a big zero. So as a church, we're in great shape. What that means is we owe fundamentally no one anything. Everything's paid for. Everything, as you can tell, is well maintained, up to date. So this is the first year we put a balance sheet out here. But if I were sitting out there, I'd want to see it. So there you go. So once again, my message is we're doing just fine because we are in the very small percentage of people that have churches around the country that have zero debt. So that's the church. We're doing just fine. So I guess I should ask if there's any questions, just raise your hands. But I know this is exciting information, and some of you had trouble sleeping last night waiting for this, but we'll move right along unless somebody throws their hand up. Okay. Grace, our media ministry, here we are. We started again, $55,000. You can see we got $130,000 in the very gracious donations, and we spent about We had expenses of $130,000 and income of $118,000, leaving us a balance of the $44,000. I did the same thing here for media ministry to give you a kind of an idea what do those big numbers mean, what does it look like. And if I start with the top row, the donations to media ministry have been very good in the last couple of years. They've actually been very stable, if not up, just a tad. And the other categories we spend money on are equipment, ministry issues, postage, professional fees, etc. So the question is, what is that? The equipment is all the printers and copiers and things of that nature. And you may remember me talking last year, we were going to make a lot of changes to that, and we have done so. We now own all of our equipment, and the expenses in that category should go down greatly in this coming year, probably as much as $20,000 or less in 2017. So we're going in the right direction there. That's a positive thing. The ministry is just all the services associated with what Joe does. And postage, you'll notice that one's gone down quite a bit. Last year, you may recall, we talked about the electronic mailbox, trying to do everything through the Internet instead of doing as many things manually as our congregation ages and younger people come in, people are just migrating from the old paper system to electronic. So we're looking real good in that category. And professional fees, very simply, the most of that is buying and our books in general. So you can see we've bought quite a few and we got some more to go. But in general, we're looking pretty good. So, not to be outdone for Grace Doctrine Church, we did a balance sheet here again, first time for you all to look at, for having to do with Media Ministries. We got cash, again, $96,000. Fixed asset, that's our stuff, which is all the things you don't see that are hidden in rooms behind you, mostly technology equipment, things of that nature, and our new copiers and printers and things of that nature. And the big point here, again, if you look at the liability, it's zero. We owe no one anything, so we're doing just fine. So I know that's exciting, and I'm sure you guys are happy, but if anyone has any questions, I'll be happy to try to answer. And if not, then I'll do my best to just be quiet and sit down. There you go.
Thank you all.
Thanks, Rick. Next on the annual minutes and the agenda, I'm going to ask Pastor Griffin to come up for a Joe Griffin Media Ministry update. And then after that, I'll have Gary Watson come up for a Philippi update. And then we'll ask if there's any new business. And if there's not, we'll get out of here. So...
show that we've got for each ministry.
Uh-huh.
The slideshow has Gary coming next.
Okay.
So I'll go following him.
All right.
When we were listening to our singing, I Love to Tell the Story this morning, I thought, what a great theme song for us. Because that's what we do and that's what we enjoy to do. I want to thank everybody today for the opportunity to tell about Philippi Ministries. It's always a pleasure, Joe, to get up here and talk. I just returned from a 2,000-mile-plus trip, drove in Friday evening and played with the grandkids for a couple hours and then got up Saturday morning at 5 and was on the way by 6 up to Jefferson City to attend a meeting. And that I'll tell you a little bit about that story that Joe relayed a little bit later. I'd like to thank my wife for all of her support. She's been taking care of her mother and I've been staying out of her way, but she just does a great job of keeping all the distractions down, allowing me to go out and do what I need to do. And Joe, thank you for all your support and the Board of Deacons and Grace Doctrine Church. Thanks for everybody who helps out. I can look around this church and more than half of you here support us in some way or another with the prayer list, grading tests, reviewing the test, correcting the study aids. The list just goes on the jobs that you're doing for me, taking care of the books, providing some postage. I mean, I could go on and on with the folks here today, but I won't because I know everybody wants to get out of here. I still travel with Rick Hughes. I go pretty much everywhere he goes. It's really only about a week a month is what I spend with Rick, but it's always a good time and something I enjoy doing. We're also spending two times a year. I'm going to the Wounded Warrior events. Our next event is coming up in March in Lake Buchanan, Texas. It's not the National Wounded Warrior Foundation. It's the Texas Wounded Warrior Foundation. It's ran by the Getz brothers out of Baraka and Baraka Church. And it's really an honor to be there with these men and women who are warriors coming back without legs, without arms, with a lot of issues. And we have a spiritual emphasis weekend. We usually start on Friday evening and run through Sunday morning. And then we get out on Sunday afternoon and head for home. As always, I like to read a letter to you. I brought several along today. This one says, even though I don't know the outcome of my incarceration yet, I trust that God's will be done. God has been so good to us in our life, and there are many things and situations I can recall that tell people about the goodness that God provided in the course of their lives, even now, even though I'm on trial for murder. There are so many people that don't know about the love that God provides through Jesus Christ. These Bible studies has equipped me with the knowledge, wisdom, and spirit of Christ to share the gospel with as many as the Lord allows me to implore his mercy and grace. Thank you, and thank you again for being a faithful servant and winning my soul to Christ. We continue to pray for you every day, and I hope to see you in a prison sometime soon. He has been sentenced. He will never come home, and I will be seeing him again soon. So he's quite an individual. We continue to send out Joe's notes every month with over 800 inmates receiving Bible class notes from you, Joe. We recently sent out our annual letter saying, do you want to receive these notes or not? If you do, let us know. If you don't respond, that's a no. We had 80% return rate, and you have to respond or you don't receive it. These are some letters you can see here from the inmates and their responses. You can see one, yes, 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 please. I don't ever want these lessons to stop. I enjoy them very much. Please keep on sending these notes. So these are from inmates that they just send them in, drop them in the mail to us, and say, keep sending these notes out to us. So you see three of those there. Our study course continues to grow. We have many husbands and wives doing the course together. Husband generally on the inside, wife on the outside. And together they're doing the course. Not together, but they're creating a corporate testimony for their families and their friends as they do these tests and send them back. And those of you that grade them will see some very familiar names. You'll think, well, wait a minute, why do I have this lady's name and this man's name? We're the husband and wives. We have a couple situations where we have the children actually doing the course along with the mom and dad. So you'll see those names as well. We're grading over 325 tests a month. This month, it'll be over 350 tests that we will receive in that need to be graded. You figure we have about 375 inmates who are doing the course with us, somewhere between Who Loves You, which is book number one, and way down the line already doing Dispensations, The Integrity of God, Christian Suffering. So it's you got a lot to study to get there. Just to do one day at a time is 250 questions. And there's some bonus questions for each section of that book on top of it. If you're interested in grading tests, let me know. We have plenty to do, more than we can say grace over. We continue to teach Bible studies and look for positive volition in these facilities so we can start up our tape groups. We have 46 tape groups in service right now across the country. That's what those stars are right there. Those are the 46 tape groups across the United States that are either listening to Joe Griffin's basic studies. We have some that are listening to James. We have some that are doing A Wonderful Life. And then that requires all the notes to be done and sent to them to support these different classes. Each of those locations have a class leader. These class leaders set up the tape. Everything's recorded. When I go in, then I'll check out and review the videotape to make sure people aren't goofing off, acting stupid, making sure protocol's being followed, and that takes the burden off the chaplain so he doesn't have to worry about it. If there is an issue, then I'll call the inmate in, I'll address it, and he won't show up anymore. That'll be the end of that. They only get one shot, because if they're going to act up, when you're not there once, they're going to act up twice. So they get one shot at it. You mess up, you're done with. Don't have time to fool around with them. These are some more letters that we received from inmates wanting to continue with the study. Last year, and this is something Joe talked about earlier, it was really two stories in one, but last year at the annual meeting, I told you they were going to start allowing in federal prisons so they could download Joe's basic studies. It's been a very slow rollout. It's been hard getting it started. You're dealing with all types of people and federal employees. It's been a big deal to get this done and to have any locations up and running, but we have some. I don't know the numbers I'm about to give you. I don't know how that relates to courses, how many signed up for notes. Most of these are just listening to the basic class. They've never written, and maybe they don't have the stamps to write. So I don't know, but these numbers are the official numbers that I was given as of December 31st. And the first numbers don't mean anything to me. I could care less about these. But we had 474 downloads of lessons 1 to 5 through December 31. And then 361 downloads of lessons 6 through 10. You could only do 5 at a time. That's it. Then we had 328 downloads of lessons 11 through 15. 324 downloads of lessons 16 through 20. You're going down, Joe. The nice thing is I received more letters telling me how stupid I was this year than you got. But the jokes on them, I already know how dumb I am, so I really don't care. They write all they want. But I was in pretty good company because I just got one recently telling me everybody in the United States knew that Christmas is on December 25th except you. You're the only one. And then shortly after that, I got a letter telling me how crazy the colonel was. I'm in pretty good company. We had 16 through 20, lessons 16 through 20, 324. Now, these are more important. 322 downloads of lessons 21 through 25, and 322 downloads of lessons 26 through 30. So we've leveled off and we're maintaining a little bit there. We'll just see how it goes. I didn't ask for these. They provided them to me to see if they could continue, if we wanted to continue doing it for 2017. I told them more than half the prisons don't even have it available yet. Yes, we'd like to. No charge to the inmates. Talk to Joe. He's going to come up with another study because we need to be ready to go by March with another study that they can start have available to download. Another letter we received, I'm learning so much from the studies and study notes. The earth is a training ground for heavenly living. I'm in training. I want to thank my new family at Grace Doctrine Church at Philippi for being my earthly instructors. I'm looking forward to a hundredfold harvest from the seeds that are planted. Keep sowing. Then another individual wrote, I lead a Bible study group every day. In addition to my personal studies, this group is 3 to 5 people. One of the guys recently was released and is studying from Joe Griffin's lessons from the website. He sends me all of his notes. He is so excited. I have introduced several more to Joe Griffin's ministry, and I'm sure they will be logging in soon. This is always the fun one. We do this every year. We'll go quick. What we look like in 2011 has about 30 prisons. That's what we look like now. It's right over 214 prisons and 826 inmates across the country studying with us. So you got a pretty good following, Joe, out there. And I know that everybody who studies Bible doctrine is not going to stick with it. Believe me, there is every form of religion you can think of in these prisons. Church of Christ, Church of God, Assembly of God. Every form and flavor of Baptists, Lutherans, Presbyterians. I don't know why they're there because no one in prison is ever going to be good enough to get to heaven. You've got the Pentecostals. You've got the Lutherans, the Catholics, the Jehovah Witnesses, the Mormons. If they've got it, the Wiccans, the Satanists. The Indian Sweat Lodges. You've got everything you can think of. And then the fastest growing religion in prison is still Islam. Guys, it is unbelievable. I appreciate your prayers. It is not a safe environment. You can never forget where you're at. And I joke about it. I walk around like I own the place. But I've learned to be real leery of the smilers. Grumpy's good in prison. That's good. If you're smiling, you're after something. These are some of the best liars in the world. In the state of Missouri, if you're a sexual predator, by the way, you ought to go check your website and see how many are in your neighborhood. You will be shocked. And I know you're going to say, I live in a great neighborhood. Don't worry about it. Check. And then let me report back and let me know what you find out. You're going to be shocked. These are always a lot of the smartest and brightest people, and they're out there fooling everybody. But before they can get out as part of their treatment, they have to do a videotape. There's a side story here. And you have to tell exactly what you did. And I mean, they lay it out there. You have to. Can't leave anything out. These videos are depressing. You don't want to watch them. One guy just last week had 43 takes to get it right. They had his court transcripts laying right there, and it took him 43 times to tell the truth. They're professional liars, and they'll do whatever they can to get out and to go back to the same old ways. It's such an honor to be able to present the gospel to these inmates, to see them get a flat line in their soul, to teach them Operation Z and tell them when you get this epinosis, that's the wisdom. That's what you can use. That's something you can use in your life and the problem-solving devices. And to see a few get positive to the Word of God, that's what's encouraging. And when you walk into a prison, you don't think about the facility and what's going on there. You look forward to seeing those there who are serious about the study of the Word of God. It's like walking into Grace Doctrine Church. You're looking forward to walking up, shaking hands with them, visiting. You'll break the rules and shake hands with those individuals. Otherwise, you just kind of, when they go to shake your hand, you just go, oh, so good to see you. That way you don't have to disrespect them. You can just walk away. We're starting to see the Ferguson effect in prisons, where law and order is now going on the back burner. Everybody's got an issue now. There was a riot last week in Delaware where a guard was killed. There was also a riot in California. No one was injured, but there was a riot last week in California. Please continue to pray for me. These places are violent. They are not our friends. Our job is to go there and give them the gospel. And then if there's any positive volition, to get them the tools to change the way they think so they can come out and be productive members of society. And I want my daughter and granddaughter and daughter-in-law and wife to run into an inmate at a gas station and a Walmart that studied with us because they've changed the way they've thought and they're growing. And the story Joe talked about yesterday in Jefferson City, we have a new director of prisons and a new governor. And the new governor's pushing more faith-based programs. So if there's any religious groups I didn't name, they'll be in there real soon because they're inviting anybody and everybody to get in there. Well, they just had a symposium and a conference on reentry. How do we stop these guys going, gals going back to prison? So you had all the psychiatrists and the drug programs and the alcohol programs and the vocational programs and the mental health programs. Oh, and probation and parole. And they were all there and they were all telling how great their programs were. They invited 4 prisoners. They had all been out 3 years. They were all off probation. They had all been tracked and followed and had done a great job. Of the 4 people they invited, 3 showed up. They invited them up there and started asking them questions. How'd this help and how'd that help? All 3 said, nothing happened good for me, and I have been in and out of prison my entire life. And until I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior and started studying the Word of God seriously under a qualified pastor, I never changed. And that's the only reason I changed. And probation and parole said, had to be us. And they said, no, in fact, you guys are jerks. And that ticked them off. I mean, I'm serious. These people were not happy campers. So finally, somebody said, well, any groups in particular? And 2 of the 3 said, Philippi Ministries and Grace Doctrine Church. That was pretty awesome. That was pretty cool. So yesterday, I'm at this training thing all day, learning how not to get beat up and all that and all the rules. New rules, old rules, everything's changing. And they're going on, they're asking people to introduce themselves, and I go around, and I was the second longest tenured person there. And then they're telling this story. The guy who moderated this conference is telling the story. And he said, by the way, does anybody know who this Philippi ministry guy is? I said, that's me. It was pretty cool. This, huh? Nothing after, nothing else was said. That was that. That was, no, there was no follow up to it. That was just that.
I was waving my hand and nothing was said. This gentleman wrote, I would love to hear back from you, so I could not believe when in your letter you said you would always write back. My wife just started listening to Joe Griffin. My dad, two sisters, son and daughter are also starting to listen to Pastor Griffin. He's in prison on the left coast. This ministry is such a blessing to me. Thank you for all that you do. As always, this along with the RB-themed ministry studies that you are forwarding is really advancing my knowledge of the Word. The Holy Spirit continually helps me to understand and utilize this information in my daily walk. God bless you. Happy New Year. Grace Doctrine Church and Joe Griffin Media Ministries continue to provide Bibles to inmates each year who meet the qualifications. I forgot to add them up, Joe. I just ran out of time, but I'll give you that number of how many we did last year. They don't just get a Bible. They write. I get hundreds of letters from writing for a Bible, and I write them back and tell them we're not in the Bible business. It takes a while. I have inmates that's been studying with us 4 years that have never gotten a Bible yet. So it's not something we just hand out. We have a system, and we have a procedure for it, and then we'll provide them a Bible. We're no longer allowed to send magazine and books in. That changed just about 2 weeks ago. They put a stop to all that. We've got some ideas on what we're going to do. We have a couple ladies that study with us, and we've been sending them books for a long time. Magazines and paperback books for in their spare time. They do the course. They study the notes with us. Their husbands are in prison, and we're going to figure out what we can do. It can come directly from the publisher, from Amazon or Christian bookstore or something like that. So we'll figure all that out. I told about the story. By the way, we've only had four inmates go back out of 354 inmates that studied with us for 3 years or more and then got out of prison. Four. We have inmates that attend Albany Bible Church, Baraka Church, and, of course, Grace Doctrine Church. Not counting the Doritos. These are actual live attendees that attend those facilities. It's my prayer we're going to do the horse camp again this year, so I'm counting on it. I know Dan and Deb are listening. Here's a final letter I want to leave you with, and then I'll shut up Joe and leave you plenty of time. This is a note, some of you have seen this already, a note from Emily Allgood. She gave me permission to use her name. She's listening today. Her husband, Nick Allgood, has been studying with us for about 9 months. He's become a believer at one of our Bible classes. He started with the course and receives the notes from us. My husband is an inmate in the Illinois Department of Corrections and has recently started corresponding with your ministry, and he loves it. He's been incarcerated for 14 months. And has become a total inspiration to me. He's become a believer in Jesus Christ, and it's unbelievable how God's grace and mercy can heal us from the inside out. I would like to thank you all. By the way, he tells me that he's working on getting his third certificate after he sends out the study he has completed today. Thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus. Emily Allgood. This slide is our upcoming events, what we have going on. Got a pretty busy schedule coming up. Here's our contact information if you ever want to write us, need anything, want to help, grade test, be a part, let me know. I solicit your prayers for wisdom, guidance, protection, encouragement, open doors. Thank you.
Well, Gary, obviously, is a busy man. Which one? What?
One story. Joe, we've talked about this. I was at a Bible class not long ago, and normally you have a chapel or you have a room you can meet in.
Stand behind that mic. Okay.
Normally you have a room or some place you can meet in. Well, this was a big open bay cell thing, and you had all the inmates on this side in the day room yelling and screaming and going crazy. You have no idea till you've sat in a day room in a prison what noise is, okay? And we're having Bible class over here, It's hard to concentrate. And I got this big dude in the back, bulging biceps, big triceps, tattoos all over him. He's got a little bitty pencil so he can't stab anybody. And he's writing. And this is going on. And I mean, they're using every language to make a sailor blush. And I'm trying to focus and trying to concentrate. And all of a sudden, this guy stands up and he goes, "Just a minute, sir." And he walks over to the bars and he's looking over there and he yells. He grabs hold of it and he shakes him and he goes, "Shut the blank up." And everybody looked over and saw who it was and everything quieted down. He walked back over. As he sat down, he goes, "Go ahead, sir. I don't think you'll have any more trouble."
It's all in how you say things. Well, let's see what I can do in 10 minutes. That's a lead in there. Rick has come up with some interesting information for you as far as the money is concerned. And Paul Davey back there, our resident guru with electronic contrivances, has prepared some data for me. This slide has to do with providing live video streaming, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We've had some troubles, as some of you may know. I guess judging from Wednesday and Thursday nights, a lot of you have had trouble, along with Doritos scattered hither and yon. We began live streaming of video in 2016, and that was in January. Piddled about a little in December, and then got started for serious streaming in January. This is much different from audio streaming. Paul always gets nervous when I get up here and start talking about electronic stuff. So I net things out to where I can understand it, so maybe you can. If you can imagine a pipe that can be broken down into 100 units, when we stream audio, it takes about 10 of those, 10 of the 100. So streaming audio is a no-brainer. Anybody can log on and listen no matter what kind of computer or other device they have. When we started streaming video, it takes up the other 90. So that when you're streaming video and audio, then there are different places where there can be a breakdown. Be a breakdown here, be a breakdown in between us and the user, or it can be the user can't manage that much data. And so we've been giving them all 100%. We have learned, though, as things continue to progress in this area, that we can buy a device which we have put money into and it has now been installed, that if we seem to be providing video and audio for X number of people and it clogs the system, then this device will gin it down to 720. So you're getting HD 1080p at the beginning, but if something happens along the way that causes a problem with receiving the stream, then it automatically gins it down to 720. And as my understanding, you can't, unless you're an expert, you can't tell the difference between 1080p and 720. So that is in place now, and hopefully that will resolve some of the reception issues that we've had in our learning process. We've been through an entire year plus now doing video and audio, and we've made a lot of purchases, and I think as far as audio is concerned, we've got a nice piece of equipment coming in the short way future to improve our audio as well. Significant ups and downs are noted here on this. We do offer apologies for that, but I'll show you a slide in just a few minutes that explains some of the problems we've had because of the demands on our service. We are continuing to learn and improve as technologies continue to advance. That is one of the issues that is to our benefit. It seems that every little bit of time, there's yet some other new piece of equipment that makes things work more efficiently. And that, of course, is across the board as far as streaming is concerned. So we are continuing to learn and improve our technologies, and so on it goes. Big change starts today. This is Sunday, the 12th of February. We've just taken the next step in refining our video streaming, which I just explained to you, and I think Paul will approve of my example, although it doesn't cover all of the bases on that, but that's certainly one of the major ones. And so patience on this is pleaded for, but we do think that we're on the right track to make everything run smoothly. I know that some people have dropouts on Roku. There's some technological issues regarding using Roku. We hope that what I just explained to you will smooth that out as well. Roku gives you HD television, wall to wall, at 55 inch, you see it all. And so we want to do that as much as we can. This slide I put in there so I could draw my pipe, but you'll have to go with a verbal explanation. This is approximate monthly averages live on-demand screening. This is not to those that log on after class or before it or any time during the week. This just shows you who logs on consistently on the weekday classes as well as Sundays. And so you see the ebb and flow of that. Are these just Sundays or everything, Paul? Okay. And so you see the average is 168 up to 197. Now, we tried to figure out how many people actually are viewing our live Bible classes. We have no way to know that. We know, as I'll show you a slide in a moment, I'm familiar with a group down in St. Augustine, Florida, that has over 20. And so there are other people, maybe only one person is viewing. Our conservative way of structuring or trying to arrive at some number as to who's viewing is just double the number. That means averaging at least two people per hit. And so you see right here is 231, that'd be 462. And you can do the doubling of that as you move along the blue chart there. I guess you call that Auburn Orange. That's on demand. That's people that log on other than live, and you can see what the stats are there. This slide right here is today's internet congregation for the first session. And what I asked Paul, I said, can you just show us where people are logging in from? Not necessarily how many people, we're not looking at that. We're looking at how widespread our Dorito congregation happens to be. Well, this morning's first session stretched from Maine to Japan. We have one hit out of Japan, and he stuck this little slide in to the left here to show you that we have at least two viewers, if we go with our theory, two viewers coming out of Japan. But we do go coast to coast, Atlantic to the Pacific. We go from the Great Lakes down to the Gulf of Mexico. And so that's an example of where our people are as far as Doritos are concerned. The Google group, presently we have 663 subscribers. I assume some of you subscribe to the notes so you can print them out and bring them here for the Bible class or as you use the Dorito division. We have noted that 90 sets of class notes and updates were sent in 2016. 90 sets of class notes and updates sent in 2016. And that's over 59,000 sets of notes that have been put out through the Google group. Now, if you receive the class notes that I send out, for example, the one that came out last night, you have 10 pages. If you count up all of the people that log on among these 663 subscribers, we know how many people are actually downloading these things. And there's 90 sets. Now, when I say 90 sets, that has to do with class notes that I prepare and send out. Some of those are announcements of some kind, like cancellation because of snow or predicted ice. It doesn't happen. And but nevertheless, most of what you see here has to do with the class notes. And so I want you to know I do struggle over those things. I've got to talk to Paul last night. I was trying to prepare a lesson, whatever it is that we started today. And I had a 10-page document that I sent out. And something wacky happened in my computer about 7 o'clock. And when I would try and adjust the paragraph distance, like I use 6 points between points, or whatever that means, but it's not, they're not jammed up together. I separate them like that. And so when I corrected one of them, every Bible verse that I had put into that document, and you noted today there were a lot of Bible verses, they all went blood red, and they went the margin went over far left. And I had to go back and reconstruct every one of those. And then when I got down to the bottom, I then went back over to see if I'd missed one, and the first one on the first to second page I had ignored somehow, and I fixed it, and it changed everything back to blood red over to the left. So I had to reconstruct that. And Joe Henner heard me screaming from upstairs all the way down to my office with the door closed and the heater on. Class notes contain 10-page documents totaling 900 pages to 663 subscribers, equaling 596,700 pages. That's how many pages, cumulative, that we produced through Google Group last year. Now, there are two, if you're not on Google Group, you Doritos out there, the way that you do that is go to the website, and you're supposed to look at something. I forget what it's called. What is that called, Paul, where you want to try this out?
Do you sign up through that link will take you to the Google Group subscription.
There. These links will do that. Fine. You can tell I'm not up to speed on talking this. Let's talk mobile apps. Some of you use apps when you travel. Is Mark Vesser around? There you are. He's hiding over there in the cafeteria eating food and drinking coffee. And, but Mark tells me that when he's on the road that he uses his telephone to keep up to speed with Bible class. He's holding it up in the air to prove that he actually has a phone and that he uses it. And so let's do a little work on this. Current JGMM mobile app for Android and small I, capital OS. Paul did this. App is homegrown. See, this app that we have, the Media Ministries app, is homegrown by one of our guys here a few years ago. We no longer actively support that. The reason for that is we want to streamline that particular app and get one that's more up to date. That's the basics of it. And so you can continue to use that app that you've been using, Mark, and others, but we're no longer going to maintain it. Instead, beginning very soon, you may opt for joegriffin.org with cell phones or PCs by clicking on the home page's link under live streaming. That's where you get started. Live streaming will take you to one of those sites that we just mentioned a moment ago. You click on the home page and that'll happen. Everything goes live at 25 after the hour. For Sundays, everything goes hot at 9:25 for those of you who log on from home or elsewhere, and at 7:25 for weeknight classes. And, of course, we'll be live until everything is over. How long do we have this morning, just for example? When do we go dark this morning? Oh, noon. So I've got 20 more minutes. Awesome. Now I'm almost through. There's a new commercially developed and supported app that's going to be put online. Is that the right way to say it? Online in 2017. As far as publications are concerned, I don't know about you, but I like the printed page. And you can have things in an iPad or your telephone or Kindle and all this business. But you can't turn the page. You can run through this thing. Oh, where did I leave off, or where did I go next? And you have to spin that thing. I've seen people do this, and I'm thinking, that is ridiculous. That's my thought. I don't say this people's business. But I think get you a book, and you can look in the contents and know where to go. We printed four books, reprints actually, in the past year. Promises of God was a reprint. Who Loves You, that's Joe Hunt's book. We did an edition of Forward there. Nikki has a forward in the book. She was sticking a piece of loose leaf paper in it. And I thought, that's ridiculous. Let's just put it in the book. She doesn't have to. And it poked out the top. So that was a problem. So we just put it in the book. And a few minor revisions, updates here and there that were necessary. Does He Hear My Prayer? That was basic book four. That had to precede three because four was about dry. And so that was a reprint. Know What God Thinks, basic book three. And you actually, when you put these out, do you find that if you leave book one, there's less demand for two and then less demand for three and less demand for four? How does that work?
Yeah. But when they're doing the course,
return rate between 1 and 4 is about 98%.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so that's great. That means they're fulfilling the whole project then. Good. Schedule for 2017, we've got two Shreveport Bible conferences that we're turning into books. One that I have had good positive feedback on, and John Smith and I decided to go with it, is The Gospel's Missionary Journey. That'll be a new title. And The Divine Decree will be a new title. The Gospel's Missionary Journey has been completed by John. He did a great editing job on that. And it will be the size of Promises of God, because it, 6 hour study didn't take that long to net down. So he's done that, and he's currently working on The Divine Decree. So those two titles at least will be in the mill for this coming year. I think that does it for me. Any questions on media ministries? All right. Weldon, shut this thing down.
It looks like our contrivances now are working well, and everybody's patient, and therefore we won't be in a position to tempt Paul to tell us to shut the blank up. At this point, I would like to ask, is there any new business that wants to be, that needs to be brought up to the congregation? If not, I would request that someone make a motion to close this meeting. Is there a second? Opposed? All for? Opposed? Okay, I'll ask Joe to close in prayer.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to discuss the affairs of this church, Philippi Freedom Ministries, Joe Griffin Media Ministries. We thank you for your matchless grace that attends to all three, keeping it moving forward in the distribution of your immutable word to those who are positive for its teachings. We thank you for all you do for each ministry. Thank you for the positive volition that is reflected in this church to its teachings, making the expansion out into various areas that need your word but have no local pastor teacher. All of this made possible by your prevenient grace. We thank you for all of this and lift our prayer of gratitude. In the name of Christ, our Savior, amen. Dismissed.